You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm JC.
And I'm Will. And you're listening
to Dude. Yay! We did it! We transported him here magically to the magic garage.
I'm in the man cave.
The man cave. I was crying laughing literally about 20 minutes ago as we were setting up as you can tell, there's different things that are added around the garage, and sometimes people bring in things. I have a bunch of people's expired licenses over there. There's pictures from my father-in-law's bachelor party, which is kind of wild because, like, pretty inappropriate, actually, some of the things that are in the picture, and you're like, this is your wife's father. It's like, there's really, really weird things.
It's pretty hilarious.
But yeah, people bring me stuff all the time. And so it's not surprising to find things that I didn't sign off on. Example of over here, there's a picture of somebody next to the metal. So I hang up, it's not like a braggy thing. I just don't have a spot for them because it's kind of stupid. If you run a half marathon or marathon, wherever, you get a medal,
right?
So I have a collection. Like, where else are you going to put them? Put them in the garage, I guess, right? I'm not doing it to be like, look at me. I'm just like, I don't know where else to put them. So I put them in the garage. Well, one of Carol Ann's coworkers printed out all his race times from like years ago, and he just put them up there and then autographed it and didn't ask and just put it up there randomly. So I found it a long time later. So this morning we're coming in the garage and we're setting up to record, and I find a picture. You need to post the picture. Of Gordon Bombay, the coach of the Mighty Ducks, coach of the Mighty Ducks, on my wall.
It's like a motivational style
poster. And it's right by the trash can, and I'm like, who put this here? And it's a quote from Mighty Ducks about ducks flying together. And I'm like, that's interesting. And then I'm going into the closet. I try to get this thing set up, and I find a picture of, I don't even know who, it looks like Jason Mraz. It's a big picture, a beautiful picture of what looks to be Jason Mraz ironing his pants with a picture of a cat and a dove on his shoulder, which kind of looks like it's AI potentially. I don't know. It's very strange. With a quote from Nick Cage about stealing the Declaration of Independence from National Treasure. And then I find one more. Looking at me, it's on my ladder, which I have a ladder, obviously, it's a garage, so there are things that I use functionally as a garage in here. It's a disheveled-looking Jay Leno.
Yeah.
It's a very beaten-looking Jay Leno.
Very big, yeah.
There's a quote, a quote.
It says, it's a motivational poster, so the word for it is confidence. And I said, confidence is knowing that you have a mammoth butt chin and deciding to shave every day.
Well, okay. So
I photoshopped a butt onto Jay Leno's chin.
But at first I didn't notice it because he has such a powerful chin already. But then I was like, what's wrong with his chin? I guess he has what actually appears to be a real human butt.
It is a real human butt.
Inserted onto his chin. But yeah, it's like the motivational posters you would see at like the Scholastic Book Fair with like the cat that says hang in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and apparently there's I finally found that it was Will who has hidden them around my house, and I have four more to find.
No, friend. You have seven more to find.
Oh, I think you meant there's seven total.
No. You have seven. There were ten total. Oh, you have seven more to find. And some of them are well hidden, and so I feel like it's going to be years before you find a lot of these.
I hope there's one that's never found, and like in the process of moving out of the house, somebody moves in and they're like, what the heck? Why is there a quote from Jimmy Eat World and a
it's
Barney the Purple Dinosaur?
it's going to be years before you find a lot of these, and I can't wait for those texts.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, we've had a pretty fun weekend. I guess let's talk about why you're up here. For a very important cause. Let's get the it is for the Conshohocken Cornsuckers. This is the 15th anniversary of the Conshohocken Cornsuckers.
But explain to people what the Conshohocken Cornsuckers is.
Yes.
Because I loved it so much, I helped make some swag for it.
Yeah, for the 15th anniversary of the Conshohocken Cornsuckers, and he flew up and then participated in what is the day that is the Conshohocken Cornsucker. So, Conshohocken Cornsuckers is a baseball team here in Conshohocken.
Mm-hmm.
There are tryouts for the team.
Yeah, every year.
Every year there are tryouts for the team.
But hey, JC.
Mm-hmm.
Surely they play games. Yes.
No.
So you're saying that you go to this tryout to make a team.
Yes.
But you don't play, but you do get the bragging rights to be a cornsucker.
Yeah, you make the team that year, but really it's just, you know, you're a member of the team that year. No games are played per se.
Yeah.
But just to know that you went out there, you gave it your all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you made the team is something unbelievable. So basically what you do is you go out and we go to a field at a elementary school that will not be disclosed, and do baseball drills for like 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah, we were out there for a good 3.5.
I mean, and as a ex college baseball guy, I mean, it's legit, right? They're legit baseball drills.
There are legit baseball drills, and there are some non legit baseball drills.
This is true. Sort of everything is encapsulated in it. But they've been doing this for 15 years, and it's here's the other funny thing. It actually now has a legitimate philanthropic tie to it. It actually does help support. There's a local philanthropy called the Travis Manion Foundation about a gentleman who's from Montgomery County, this area of Philadelphia that we're in, that unfortunately died in combat. And so we raised money with the game, and we've probably raised actually close to $10,000 plus for the foundation, which helps for veterans affairs. So
it's wild that there are books out there for these veterans who are being supported, and these books say, "Oh, where did this beautiful donation come from?" The Cornsuckers.
The Conshohocken Cornsuckers. Yes. I mean, who knows? It could be books. It could be
there are ledgers out there.
Food. Like, it could be. Yeah. Oh,
mean. There are like ledgers out there that say like, okay, you know, this $1,500 contribution.
Yeah.
What's that from? Oh, the Cornsuckers.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
I love that idea.
So anyway, we made the team this year. Been going strong for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're finally legitimate, and in the sense of we have Will, who is a graphic design artist, did a beautiful job creating not only the beautiful logo that you saw on the hat, Conshohocken Cornsucker hat, but Sucky, who is the official mascot of the Conshohocken Cornsuckers.
Corn that likes to suck corn.
He's a piece of corn who sucks corn. And
he's not a piece of corn. He's a corn cob.
He is a corn cob. You're right. He's a corn cob. He is an animated corn cob that has come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a corn cob, he wants to then suck a corn cob.
I mean, that's the only way that you can consume a corn.
Exactly. Cob. Exactly.
And how did they come up with the name Cornsuckers?
I think maybe it was some amalgamation of the Cornhuskers and Conshohocken already kind of sounds like corn.
It rolls
like
off the tongue.
It does roll off the tongue. But yeah, so you came up here and we had a ringer because again, ex college baseball player, Mr. Skaggs. So I would say that you were far and away the MVP of the day.
I don't look. You know what? There were some pretty talented cornsuckers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was impressed.
Yeah, pretty.
I mean,
pretty impressed for some old guys. There's some pretty good, like, and it's also tough because you're a second away from an injury. Everybody feels like they're like a second away from an injury at this point because we're diving for balls.
Yeah.
We're jumping all over the place.
Everyone there was pretty much the same age, like 37, 38.
Yeah, 37, 38, well, right under 40. And so, yeah, everyone's about to pop something. I definitely strained something yesterday.
You know, anytime I sprint at this age, I definitely feel it the next day.
Yeah, there was a lot of sprinting. There were also some strange sort of what would you say, like race sort of
thing?
So
we did a relay.
A relay, there's a relay, yeah.
We shagged balls. So just, you know, we took a position, shagged balls for a while. Then we played a simulated game.
Which was intense. I mean, that was a good game.
Yeah. And then so that was probably 5-6 innings. And then we did more drills, like baseball drills, like catching pop flies, like rapid fire pop flies, which is ill advised, but that's just the corn sucker way.
It is dangerous. I'm not going to lie. There were literally 10 people in the outfield and two to three people hitting balls at you, coming at you at all angles. It does feel like, It does in some way feel like warfare, I suppose.
Yeah, a little bit. It's just trying not to get hit. Yeah, you catch one ball, you got to be ready for the next.
Oh, I will also say, too, the field is in no way, shape, or form adequate
for
any game at all. There are potholes. There was goose poop.
I played third base and I had many balls like bounce up to my face.
It's bound to break someone's nose.
Yeah.
Like just the way the bounce of the ball, because again, the literal elementary school outfield, or not outfield, really infield, the whole field is in such poor condition.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the conditions of the field test who you are as a potential corn sucker.
It makes you a better corn sucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the elements are what makes, much like the Travis Manu Foundation, right? These people who go in. These veterans who go in and are troops, they have to be tested. And that's very similar to the corn
parallels.
It's not easy.
No, it's not.
But no one wanted it to, but if it was easy, then everybody would be a corn
sucker. That's true. And not everybody is a corn. Now, ironically enough, everyone who went out there did make the team.
But it was close. I was told it was very close.
Yes, it was. And it was a nail biter. But there was just such great competition. I think we'll give Savannah Bananas a run for their money this year.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it was pretty wild. So anyways, we ended the afternoon with smashing fruit and vegetables. That's kind of how you end the corn, you know. I think you have a video. I can share it.
Yeah, of course.
Me mashing an orange.
An orange. Yeah, there was a
lot.
Still raining. I'll tell you what. I want to give props to, I think Anthony was the one who brought the fruit, and the fruit was delicious. The fruit and vegetables, they were very ripe.
They were ripe.
Because I did, after I hit or I found a piece of pear on the ground, I ate a little of that pear, and it was a delicious pear. The pineapple, very ripe. It's not always easy to find ripe pineapple. They smelled great. The bananas were outstanding.
Oh, yes, yeah.
The orange, delicious.
Always.
It's very rare to find that much fruit. I mean, I just want to ask him, where did you get all this top high-end produce? Because it was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, luckily, we all made the team this year. We'll post multiple pictures. There was, you may see a gentleman won what we can only say is the hard-ass player, which is
It's a beautiful, beautiful beaver statue.
It's a beautiful beaver statue. And he won it. And I mean, there's nothing that should be more sacred.
It's a very coveted award.
I mean, right next to, you know, your like family crest.
It's like next to like the Mark Twain Prize for Humor bust.
You know, Academy Awards.
Mark Twain bust. It's almost like that.
Except Presidential Medal of Honor. Yeah, I would say that the hard-ass player goes up there probably on that same tier. So
I wanted that beaver, but
I mean,
he played his heart out.
I will also say I do think that the beaver or the hard ass player, HAP, let's just say that. HAP for short.
Sure.
I think the hap, it's not only a, you know, what you did that day, you're bringing your resume. So I think part of it, it would be hard to be a rookie and come out there. I mean, and let me tell you, you had an unbelievable rookie performance, but I'm just saying.
I respect the process. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't want to give a rookie, you know, a $50 million contract when old Joe's been playing for 15 years.
What if Timothy Chalamet had won an Academy Award this year? It's like, Timmy, you have so much more work ahead of you. You got to keep chasing that dragon, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I respect it. Yeah. Hey, I was just proud to be a cornsucker.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's outstanding. So, so we got you up here for cornsuckers, and we didn't pull anything. And I will say, I actually made contact with the ball this year.
Yes, you did. Multiple times, but you did hit one right at the pitcher, a good line drive. And scored an RBI.
I did. I scored an RBI. And last year, I'll tell you, I was very defeated not making contact with the ball once.
You know, part of the credo of cornsuckers is be better than you were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, you lived up to that cornsucker way.
I mean,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I think I really blew the door off the expectations that the cornsuckers had. So anyway, we got you up here for it. Had a blast. Hopefully, we'll get you up here either the following year or the next. Because I mean, once a cornsucker, always a cornsucker. And
it definitely won't be my last cornsucker experience.
Yeah.
I'll try to get myself to come up here sometime.
Truly, truly magical. So, yeah, if you're on the YouTube, look at the pictures. We've posted a lot of the pictures, links. It truly is amazing stuff. It is. I can barely walk though. I'm actually struggling. Also, yesterday evening, we went to dinner, and I looked like I had a hitch or something, like a leg that was shorter than the other one or something like that, just how I was walking.
My torso is really sore from like swinging.
What age did that happen to you? Like, what is it like? Like, what age were you like, I can't, was there like a certain age where you're like, I can't bounce back like I used to?
Yeah, well, I've told you before, I feel like I still have all my strength and my speed. It's just, I can't. I compared it to a cheetah. You know how they say cheetahs can run really fast for a short amount of time and then they're beat? That's how I am. It's like I won't be hitting a baseball for another couple weeks.
Cheetah's even a nice thing. I don't think I would consider myself a cheetah by any means. I don't know what I would.
It's just the metaphor here. I just think I still have strength and speed. Not the recovery, though, that I used to have.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's just absolutely a difficult thing, but it was awesome. Dude, what else is going on? I mean, we got you up here.
Yeah, we just kind of been just chilling, honestly.
I mean, you've gotten to see my life. You've gotten to see, kind of the intimate look of not only the good things in my life. My wife, my son, who are amazing, but some of the bad, a.k.a. Charlie, my dog.
Charlie, your dog, it likes me. We're pals. Claude,
does
on
not.
The other hand.
Claude hates Will.
He's not a fan. I don't understand why he did. But you know what? Charlie's my buddy. So.
Every time he walks downstairs, he just, and this dog doesn't typically bark that much, nonstop.
He does, yeah. He's disturbed by my presence.
I think he might think you are like a dog, or there is some sort of a confusion of what you are. Maybe he thinks you're like robbing us. Maybe you are robbing us and you're doing some deceitful things. And
so
he sniffs it out.
Yeah.
And later on, I'm like, oh my God. Like I look at my bank account, all my money's gone. I'm like, that SOB, and you're just sitting there.
Claude, is that what you were trying to tell me?
You put your sunglasses on, and you're like, and luckily Claude, like, I don't know, put an air tag on you or something like that. And by the way, has anyone realized? So we just realized this yesterday. We went to dinner with a friend of ours, or mine up here, Caroline's cousin, who he has an AirTag in his wallet, which is very smart. It's a smart thing, I think.
It is smart. I've never had this happen before, though. The whole night, as we were bouncing around from, like, the restaurant, we went to a little, like, kind of like a bar, sports bar, restaurant yeah. kind of thing. And each place we went to,
yeah,
I was getting notifications about this person who I just met. Like, hey, you were with this guy. Here's where he's been. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, so basically what happens is if you have an AirTag on you, I guess the new thing that Apple does is notifies other people on Apple technology that, hey, by the way, there's somebody who has an AirTag that is in or around your space. I get it. I think it's a great thing to warn you once. When it warns you every 5 minutes,
yeah.
At that point, you're like, I have to do anything to like get rid of this. So you would do like, I feel like you would destroy your, I was to a point where I was like, I'm turning my phone off. You know, this is not helpful that I realize he has an AirTag. I don't think he's trying to, you know, attach me to a radiator later on tonight.
But it's funny, like, well, it's not funny, but that he was mentioning like some creeps use it to like drop it in like a
purse
and then just fall. Like, it's crazy to me that you give anyone access to it.
Yeah.
And they can figure out where you are. Like,
yeah.
I've met him for the first time last night and I was getting notifications like, hey, this is where this guy is.
Yeah. No, it's, it was somebody is like hammering outside. Also, I think there might be a bird who's moving into the side of the garage.
Yeah. Didn't you hear this bird?
Well, I saw it just kept popping out and it had like random things in its mouth. Like at first it had like grass, which is normal.
Yeah.
And then it like had like some twine. And then I see it has like a drill. It's like a drill in its mouth. I'm like, what's that bird doing? Has an HDMI cable. It's like, oh, it's setting up the internet. Yeah. Whatever that bird's doing is fantastic. But yeah, there's also a bird, I think, moving into the side. So between whatever, you know, projects going on and the bird that lives there, it's great. Hopefully it doesn't get picked up on the audio.
Having a bird in your house is it's a conundrum. Oh, what do you do?
Oh my God, did I ever tell you this story?
I have no idea.
Me, Carol Ann, had an insane bird story.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so we had this vent, right? So we had this, so we have a very old house.
A dryer vent?
No.
Because that's happened to us.
Oh, that sounds horrifying. Yeah. I want to hear that here in a minute, but listen to this story. So our bathroom upstairs had a vent that, had a vent that I guess a bird had gotten into at some point. And I you know, you put on the, you hit the switch yeah. and it, all of a sudden it's, you know, moving air in and out.
Right.
So what had happened is we had like this like cheap, crappy plastic light that's up there yeah. that you could move off of it. And all of a sudden, one time we hit the switch and we hear this, and I'm like, what is going on? Are we killing, is something dying up there? Cause I don't know how those vents work. I don't know if it's like a spinny fan or I don't know if it's just it's pushing air. I don't know what the heck
it
is.
Did you kill it?
Oh, it gets weirder, sir. All of a sudden I look up and I go, oh my God. And a leg has is poking out and like going around. The bird has come in. It was multiple birds. It was like two, and they had gotten stuck
in the blade.
No. Not the blade. It got sucked in to the point where like they were like between the light. There was the vent, and then it was the vent had like a light attached to it.
Yeah,
and somehow they got sucked down to like the lower area yeah. of it, whereby if I unscrewed a couple of things, it would be fully open, and we had to prep. And me and Carol Ann got a towel, and sure enough, we opened the window, and we got one of the birds to come out. And we closed. Yeah, it was flying around, and it like was gonna like hit me in the head. We had two situations like that. We had one, and actually. It took about 2 hours, but we got it out of the bathroom.
Oh my God, 2 hours?
2 hours, because it's just, you open the windows and you're like looking, and the bird like comes at your head and you shut the door, right? Because like it had fallen through, and then it was tough because like you have a bird like who like hits you in the head with its legs and wings and stuff. But then there was another one, so there's two birds, one of which we got out real like relatively quick. The other one lived in our house, I think, for like half a day. And that one somehow made it into the basement. And it went from the upstairs bathroom all the way into the house and down to the basement. We finally got it out the door. But it was awful.
Yeah, that's wild.
But you've had them come in.
So we have a pipe that goes from our washer dryer or in our garage. So the part that blows the lint out and like the hot
air,
you have to attach it to a pole that runs through our garage out to the side of our house. And we have an old vent on it, and somehow there was an opening and a bird got in there.
Well, yeah, and the bird's probably thinking, oh my God, this is great.
It's nice and warm.
It's warm. It smells good. It's fresh. It also like is like kind of already semi-hidden.
Yeah.
So it's like half my work's already been done, baby. Right. I just gotta come in here and make a nest. Lo and behold.
Well, Jordan went to look in it because she was hearing – well, A, our clothes weren't drying because he was clogging up the pipe, right?
Like,
and B, she could hear things in the pipe. She's like, I'm going to go check this out. So she opened –
that's the worst when you're hearing the what I mean? That, scratching.
And she heard like chirp, 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 like chirping.
Yeah.
She opened it up, and like you said, the bird flew right at her face, and she freaked out. She was
awful.
Like, a bird hit me in the face!
It is awful.
So we had to take a flashlight, make sure there were no birds in there.
Because it's not like this, like the other thing with the bird in your head is like, I actually think, give me like a rodent over a bird. Because bird is like... Like a rodent, it's like, okay, it's on the ground.
Yeah.
And you can deal with, it's an easier thing to deal with.
Right.
A flying animal, we are not equipped to handle that. And also, like, they're just chaos. Like, it's like, they're just like when they're flying, it's not this beautiful, like, you know, like,
no, they're fly they're
and it looks like, oh, it glided towards me and its legs were back. It's just like a frenzy of light. It's like a Tasmanian devil coming at you.
It's funny you say that. I have an old boss who shall remain nameless here. But he was telling me that he loves animals, by the way. He's a pretty big animal guy. He loves animals. He loves dogs. But he was saying, he came to work and he was kind of frazzled and goes, I had a bat problem last night. And he goes, I freaking hate bats. He was just,
he just comes in and he's like, and you're like, what's going on? Were you bad traffic or, you know, tough night with the kids? And he's like, I got a bat problem.
He's in his 60s and he was like, It flew at my wife. They're terrifying because they follow sound. And he was freaking out about it. And he goes,
so he just rants about how he can't stand.
So he
their
said,
sonar. I hate it.
He said he spent like an hour. He got a broom and he was hitting bats in the air. He's like, well, I won't kill any mice. I'll set up traps and like release them into our owl. But he's like, I hate bats. I want every bat to die. And he was running around the house hitting bats with the broom.
I mean, they're scary.
Terrifying.
They are terrifying. It's insane.
It is pretty wild.
It is crazy too that we're talking about Australia, and I have my picture of Shane, Gillis. My Shane holding a koala bear, which I got to hold a koala bear too.
That's a great shirt.
You have to do it. Like you're not above it. No one's above it.
No.
Like I don't care if you're, you know, who would share.
Uh huh.
If you're Cher and you go to Australia and you're like, well, I gotta hold a koala bear too. Like, you're not, like, Cher, you're holding a koala bear.
Everyone wants to hold on.
They're adorable.
Can't they rip your face off?
Yeah, apparently they're pretty temperamental.
Mm. That could be a reason to not hold one.
But I think what they do is they, I think as long as they're eating eucalyptus, they're fine.
So what you're saying is don't walk around with any eucalyptus in your pocket or, you know.
No, I think you'd be okay because then they would eat the – it would more be of like you like – you rip the eucalyptus away from them, that is when you would have an issue. Or if, like, you know, there was a koala that for some reason was, you know, on bad behavior and they weren't feeding him, or he was on a, you know, Ozempic or something like that, he would be a very frustrated, angry, and he could rip your face off.
Do you think a koala bear would like a eucalyptus bath, like Epsom salt bath?
Probably. Yeah, apparently they have really, it's either them, I think they have like really tough butts. I've heard.
Butts.
Yeah, because they have like their backside is like very, like, because you know they're sitting on like on in the trees, and they have like very like
it's like strong, calloused,
very calloused butts.
Ah,
yeah,
that might be a nice little.
Would you want a calloused butt?
Sure. Why not?
Actually, it would become impressive. I mean, if you knew that you couldn't get. Like, you could, like, jump out of high buildings and just land on your butt and you'd be fine.
Calluses are character building. It means you've gone through some stuff.
How would you get your butt so tough? Sandpaper?
I mean, if I was looking to have a calloused butt, maybe take, you know, like a cheese grater or something.
You have, like, there's two men with bats just
taking turns.
They're like, gah! Hitting you on the butt. Not... on top of the butt, I'm just going to say, too. They're not – whatever else they can do with the bats, but they're just going to – they're hitting the buns to toughen them up.
What are you training for, sir? I need a callous butt.
I need a tougher butt. And you're like, ugh, another.
So hey, speaking of butts, okay, something happened to me like 2 weeks ago that I want to talk about. I was at a coffee shop, right? And – I had to go to the restroom, and so I opened the door to the restroom.
It was
right?
Just a butt.
So in at this coffee shop, there are those the knobs that tell you if it's vacant or occupied,
mm-hmm.
Right? So I see it says vacant, mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna open it. Also in there is like a latch. So there's two ways to lock this door. I open it up, and there's a lady on the toilet. Her dress is lifted up so she can sit on the toilet. And I just walk in. We kind of look at each other. I'm like, oh. And I walk out. And I thought, how is the first thing that you do when you're about to sit on the toilet to not lock the door? There's two ways to lock it. And she didn't do any of these ways. And I walked right in.
What a bold move.
It's a super bold move. But here's the thing. I'm guessing she just forgot. But I'm like, isn't that the first thing you do when you go into a restroom?
I'll tell you what. I mean, I've been going to the public restrooms my whole life. And I have never once, because I'm instantly stressed in a, like, instantly. It's like the first, like, the worst thing I imagine is someone, you know.
Yeah. Walking in while you're on the toilet.
Do not want that.
There's no more vulnerable position than being on the toilet.
Yes. Yes.
And I walked in on this lady while her skirt was like, she was holding her skirt. So I just saw all her legs on the toilet. It's so awkward.
You immediately left, right?
Immediately
left. Yeah, you can't stay. That would be, I would be, if you were like, well, no, I stay. I'd be like, you're a psychopath. If somebody stayed after walking in and you were in an intimate coffee shop and you had to make eye contact with that woman again. Like, I hope you never bump into that woman ever in the rest of your life.
It, you know, but I have to think on her. I mean, maybe she was fine with it, but I got to imagine she.
No, she was not. I can tell, like, you right now. No, she was not fine with it.
But here's the thing. The part of me wanted to apologize. Another part of me wanted to be like, you brought this on yourself. Like, I didn't want to see this. You did this to yourself.
My favorite would be, how would you guys – I would love if somehow you guys did end up in like in a weird situation together where then you come to realize that let's say weeks in advance, you're somehow in an elevator with this woman or something like that, and you come to the realization that, oh my God, this is her. But also, have you been to that coffee shop since?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you conquered that fear.
I go to this coffee shop a lot.
Has it been in the back of your mind now every time you go?
I try not to think about it. What I think is, there's a part of me that feels like, thank God I'm the one who walked in there. But there's some people who might not immediately leave or might actually say something or spend a second longer and go, oh, okay, is it occupied? Like, some people don't have spatial awareness. Thank God I opened it. Wait. I'm the type of person that's like,
wait, you're imagining a scenario where somebody sees somebody and goes, is this occupied? And they ask them, like, dude, are they a person? Are they a human being? No, in fact, I'm
okay. But I'm the reason why they say that is because you once had a guy open a stall door and stare at the toilet paper while you were on the toilet.
Going.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't linger. I immediately left. There are some people who just don't have that awareness.
I also think that person had a lot of
lot
of issues.
That's what I'm saying. Thank God it was me who doesn't have issues. I was like, I'm out of here. Instantly. Like,
yeah.
Talk about that real quick. You once had a guy, like, open a store.
So, yeah, we were at a – and I probably have said this story before, so I'll try to have the abridged version. So, basically, we were – it was in high school. We were at a cross-country meet. Our cross-country coach was super OCD, so we would always show up, like, 3 or 4 hours in advance of the race. Like cross-country, like, there's very little prep. It's actually, like – the least amount of prep, in my opinion, that you need for any sport. You show up and you just freaking run.
Yeah.
Like, what else? You don't have to, like, it's you not like stretch. A ball. You might stretch, but, like, again, all of that, like, what's it going to take, 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe you walk parts of the course. Like, you're just going to run, and if you got, yeah. like, that doesn't matter. Like,
right.
people, think about it. The fastest people on these races, for the most part, like, they don't know what they're just
– right.
out right. there, and they're faster than everybody else. Right. So it doesn't matter. Like, there's very little prep you should have. But our coach was OCD. So, you know, the one thing I will say about prep, too, is you got to get the balance clean, right, if you're going to do this mm-hmm. race. So we were in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, at this race. There was this, you know, bathroom that was like a, you know, in like a park facility.
Yeah, like a public, one of those
creepy
yeah.
park, which is all – there's. Are all
there's never a good one.
There's never. I've never been in one where I'm like, oh, one's in pretty good shape. It's all like, man, this is where
there's people, a part of you that just peeks in the stalls and makes sure there's no murder in there.
It just screams murder every time. Yeah. Like every and I think it every time. I'm like, this is where people get murdered.
Yeah.
This is where creepy people hang out. So I'm in the bathroom, and luckily, like, and it's also like this is a stall that there isn't even a door. It's so old. It looks like it's the equivalent of like a prison style bathroom.
Yeah.
Where there isn't even a toilet seat.
It's like partitions.
Yeah, it's just a partition. So you just have a partition, and there is so basically like a one-sided wall, and then there is the toilet. And again, imagine prison style toilet where there's no seat.
Cubicle.
Yeah, there's no seat that even goes up and down. Like stainless steel, miserable.
Uh-huh.
And so what we were doing is we had multiple guys like taking shit. Like they would like, we'd almost have like a bouncer, like our butt, like we'd sit on the outside while we were doing the thing. So like if somebody was coming and be like, hey, he's finishing up.
Yeah, right.
So some guy comes in. Some guy just walks past Parker. Parker. And Parker was just so confused. He was like, what do you do? And he just, you know, walked past, came over to the partition. So I'm sitting there going. He came and walked. And he was like within like, you know, he was like standing from me to you. But he didn't even like acknowledge me. He just was staring at the toilet paper. Like and here's the other thing to even make it like more prison style, because apparently in this part of Oklahoma, people were stealing the toilet paper. Evidently, how they set it up, if it was like a paper towel roll kind of style, but it had a lock on it. Like it had like a hard, you know, like a bike lock kind of thing that was on top of it, so that you couldn't undo it on your own. So the toilet paper that was there was all you had access to, right? Unless you were the management facilities. So this man comes in and he's just studying it. And he goes, oh, S, we need more toilet paper. And then he just sprints out the other or the exit, and I'm like, what was that? Lo and behold, like,
and you're in high school at this point.
I'm in high school, and I'm just like, I'm like trying to like get out of there.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, he comes back. Like, I'm like trying to finish up like immediately, and he's like comes back with like what is the equivalent of like 6 or 7 rolls in his hands.
So you think he worked there, and he just had no awareness of?
I think he was a special guy, and then he was. He came back and he had all the toilet paper and he was like looking, because then he was confused. Like, it was like almost like he didn't take into account that he couldn't unlock the thing, you know, where the toilet paper was. So I'm literally like,
yeah,
getting out of there, cleaning myself up. And I go, and at this point I'm like, this is so weird. I talk to him. I acknowledge him. So it's the first time he is aware of me.
By the way, Parker was not a very good bouncer.
He was just laughing, as you can imagine. Like, that his, which is kind of how you would imagine he would react.
Yeah.
Like, he's just laughing hysterically because he's like, I can't not let this happen because this is hilarious. So I'm standing there and the man is like perplexed because he has all this toilet paper and he's like, he doesn't know how to get it onto the roll because he clearly doesn't have the key to unlock the roll.
Right.
Yet he somehow got the toilet. And I'm like, hey, man, just put it on top of there. That was my comment. I'm like, just put it on top. And he turns to me and goes, that is a good idea. And then he puts it on there and then he just sprints out. And I was like, that was probably one of the weirdest interactions I've ever had.
More questions than answers, for sure.
Yeah, I was like completely exposed both times. And
again, you were in high school.
I'm like, in high school. Yeah.
There's so many things wrong.
And he was an adult. It was weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
It was very weird. But I also kind of like felt safe. I was like, I don't think this man's going to do anything to me.
He had his,
what's he going to do?
Safe little, yeah.
Hey, good. I guess I could get him.
Came back with toilet paper.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, anyway. So yeah, that was my weird toilet story.
Yeah, that's wild.
It was wild.
Well, walking in on someone being on the opposite side of that, it's weird. It's a weird.
Yeah, so I guess it's probably a really good thing that you didn't.
If it was a dude, it would have been a little funnier.
Probably good that you didn't go in there and go, do you need more toilet paper?
Right. Okay. That's what I mean. Thank God it was me instead of some crazy person. I just saw her and immediately bolted.
Man, that is crazy.
It was weird.
That is really weird. Well, Will, thank you again for coming up for Corn Suckers. I think, again, you were a ringer. You did an absolutely awesome job. You embodied everything that the character you created, Sucky. You know, and that's kind of like, you're kind of going to probably be the Walt Disney. You know, I mean, listen, my son loves Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't know it, but he loves Walt Disney. I think you're going to have the same kind of impact on the Corn Suckers when people just are such fans of Sucky, Sucky, Sucky the Corn Sucker. This beautiful logo, which you'll see if you can watch the YouTube page that Will has created, is going to live on for generations and generations.
I'm just proud to be a part of the Corn Suckers. I'm proud to be a part of the team this year. It's a badge I wear honorably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, we are so happy to have you. It was an awesome time here in Philly hanging out with you, brother.
Yeah.
So
good to be in PA.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll be in Tulsa here later on this summer. We'll do this again live. And anyway, duties, like, subscribe. I know we're not as consistent as we can be. We have lives.
It turns out we're busy papas.
Busy dads.
Yeah.
But regardless, keep listening, keep subscribing. We'll keep pumping out content when we can. And have a great day, duties.
Bye, great duties. Week.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.